गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम बैक टू आवाज़ एफएम 107.2। आप सुन रहे हैं आजकल विद मांचलिका। यस, आई एम हियर विद यू। स्टूडियो की घड़ियां कह रही हैं 6 मिनट पास्ट, यस 11:06 हो गए हैं और 7 मिनट होने वाले हैं। यस। और अगर आप हमसे अभी जुड़े हैं तो आज है 27 तारीख, आज मई का महीना है और आज बुधवार है। हाँ जी। सो जैसा कि मैंने आपसे प्रॉमिस किया था, वी हैव टुडे लॉट्स ऑफ लवली गेस्ट। सो जस्ट टू लेट यू नो व्हाट्स हैपनिंग इन अ कम्युनिटी विच इज सो इम्पोर्टेंट, स्पेशली इन दिस वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट टाइम वी हैव जस्ट नाउ, इज अ डिफिकल्ट टाइम। सो विल सी what are they up to, what is happening to support our community, and if you have anything, if you need any help, please let us know. Okay, so this is a community radio station for everybody. You tell us, we tell you, and that's the way it works, which is wonderful. So good morning to you, Ashwini ji, how are you?
Namaskar, Munjika ji. Very well indeed. It's a lovely day out there and much better for seeing you this morning.
Thank you. So your official name is Mr. Ashwini Sabharwal, and you represent Glasgow Hindu Mandir. So please tell me, during this difficult time, there is a COVID-19 happening. So what's happening actually?
Well, Majlika ji, as you know, the Mandir, it's really the main Hindu cultural and religious center in Glasgow. And we've been running for something like about 60 years now, and established by our parents and those who came to Glasgow long before us. Every weekend before this crisis came, we used to have langar prasad there, and lunch with a full service, midweek programs as well. All the rituals and so on were being performed. Unfortunately, all of that came to a dead stop once the COVID-19 pandemic arrived with us.
So actually, Ashwini ji, let us know that what is actually, how the Mandir is actually helping the community during this time.
Well, basically, when we were forced to close the doors of the Mandir, our first priority was to ensure that the religious part of our duties was continuing. And our Acharya ji, our two priests, Acharya ji and Deepak ji, they have been actually broadcasting all the services on Facebook. And a lot of people, this has been a new experience for them, using our technology to broadcast our religion. Very, very unusual. And that has gone down very well indeed. So that is continuing. But we are part of the British community. And you know that there was so much information about the pressure on our public services, on National Health Service, on the hospitals, on the police, that some of our committee members thought, well, we should help in this activity as well. And so a lot of cooking started in the Mandir, distributing this food. Slowly, we have a lot of contacts with the student community as well. They come regularly to the Mandir. And the Glasgow Indians brought our attention that a lot of students were suffering. And that grew into another branch of work, with a lot of students then getting food support from us and actually participating in the cooking and the distribution. That teamwork started. And then we've got one of our committee members, Mridula ji. She has got very good contacts with a lot of other organizations, Secretary of the AIO also. And she brought into the fold with us together the Malayali Association and the AIO. So what we have now expanded to is a group effort, a joint initiative between the Mandir, the Malayali Association, the AIO, and the Glasgow Indians. And there's a tremendous amount of support going out every week to the students, to our vulnerable elderly. And I might point out that anybody who needs help, I think if they ever ask the Mandir, whether or not they're part of our community, the Mandir is never going to say no. So that is much of the work that's going on at the moment. The other major change, major new thing is that we've actually launched a fundraising campaign. The Mandir has kick-started this with an initial donation of £5,000 from the Mandir's funds.
Wonderful.
And that figure is now around about 12,500. In fact, I think Mridulaji might have a bit more information about that later on. And it exceeds that even. And these funds are all going to be ring-fenced for this one project alone. A lot of those funds are used already. And we hope that the public will support us with even more donations towards this.
Wonderful.